Islam, the complete religion. Islam, the complete religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome once again to our special silsila Islam Complete Religion Inshallah Azzawajal Today topic Gratefulness Being Thankful Inshallah Azzawajal We will cover different aspects of the gratefulness, what are the blessings we'll get if you are the grateful person, or if you are ungrateful, then what are the losses you will be facing, inshallah azza wa jal. But first we will listen the blessing of the durud-e-paak. The prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, decorate your gathering by reciting the peace and blessing upon me. This will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the definition of gratefulness, and are there levels of shukr, gratefulness as well? We'll cover inshallah what are the benefits of being grateful as well. As a custom, as you see in the day-to-day routine as well, if somebody does a favor upon you, that when you in your needing time, if you need the help of someone give you some money or someone help you, you always remember him. You always, whenever you see or whenever a chance, you always thankful to him. You say, Alhamdulillah, he helped me. You praise him in front of the people, or you don't complain about him. You always remember him in a good word. Now here, one thing, our Lord has given so much blessings to us. Itni ne'mate di hain ke these eyes are the ne'mat, these tongues are the ne'mat, these nose are the ne'mat, this full body, I'm speaking now, this is also the blessing of Allah. You are watching Madani channel, this is also the blessing of Allah. If you look up, if you look down, if you look right, if you look left, anywhere this is looking is also the blessing of Allah. Blind desire to see, deaf desire to hear, and crippled desire to walk, and mute desire to speak, whereas you see, you hear, you walk, and you speak, then what stops you from paying gratitude to your Lord Almighty, your Allah Almighty? One of the favor, amongst the big favor of Allah Almighty, is also that He created us in the full form. So what do we have to do? We always have to thank Allah Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. But is on the other side. We don't say Alhamdulillah all the time, but in place of say Alhamdulillah, we always complain that I don't have this. So inshallah, in today's topic, we will cover this. Why we should be the grateful? Why should we always have to be grateful of Allah Azza wa Jal? And does it also, we should thanks to the people as well if they do a favor upon us. So inshallah, move to our Hafiz Sahab. Hey Hafiz Sahab, what's the definition of shukr?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The ulama have mentioned the definition of shukr in many, many books, and the definition that they state is very comprehensive, very jami'. They say, shukr is showing respect through the heart, by the tongue, and the body for the person who's shown you a favor. So it can be in three ways, either the tongue, like you just said, Alhamdulillah. Internally, you respect that person, you think good of him, and the limbs. For example, we are slaves of Allah. What do our limbs do? We submit to Allah, we worship Him. So there are many ways of showing shukr towards somebody who's done you a favor. Then, in regards to who has done the most favors, you just touched upon that worldly favors that we receive, we think they're from people, but in reality, every single favor is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are all asbab, these are all wasail, these are all means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much blessings that if we read the Quran, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. And the word is, look at the word usage. Allah says, He pours upon you. He pours upon you His favors, ظاهر, external and internal as well. Then further on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us realize how much He's blessed us. And He says, do you think you can count the blessings I've given you? This is not possible. He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to try and count those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا تُحْصُوهَا, you won't be able to list them. You know, all the world's ink, all the world's paper, right, every single blessing, still falls short. You won't be able to mention that. And then alongside this, you know, there's other levels of shukr. Someone might say, do I have to show shukr? If it's not farz, then I'm not sinful. But the ulama has said, yes, there are certain types of gratefulness that are farz. For example, you're healthy, you're able-bodied, you're baligh, you're mature. To do shukr 5 times a day by bowing your head, this is farz. This is a form of shukr. Somebody has wealth, and he has enough money that zakat is farz upon him. Allah has given him blessings in the form of wealth. What's the shukr? That is farz upon him to give 2.5% of that to the mustahiqeen, those who are deserving of it. Then somebody has got good health, somebody has got wealth. What's that journey he has to undertake? The journey of Hajj. He has to travel to Haramain Sharifain, he has to travel to Makkah Park and perform the pilgrimage. This is farz upon him. So this is a form of shukr for Allah giving him good health and wealth as well. Then we look at sunnah. Is the sunnah types of shukr? Inshallah, we'll touch upon further later on. That throughout Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, from morning till evening, the du'as he would recite, the a'mal he would do, extra a'mal, things that were not farz, this is also shukr. That we do these things because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us blessings, the least we can do is worship Him, be good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people. This is a sunnah form of showing shukr.
So, any example from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, subhanallah, is the perfect example, as we know. And as I mentioned, from morning to evening, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life was full of shukr. When we go to sleep, this is a majboori for us. We have to sleep. If we don't sleep, we'll go mental. So we need to relax the body, we need to relax the mind. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is perfect, he is not like any other human being. He says that my eyes sleep, but my heart remains awake. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is totally different to any of us. When he would wake up in the morning, what would he say? He would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. All praise to Allah who gave us life after death. And towards Him is the return. And then when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would eat, separate dua. When he would go to answer the call of nature, a separate dua. So throughout the prophetic life, you will find different occasions when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam constantly making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, throughout the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the examples of shukr, not only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every single Nabi, the level of shukr they shown, we can never match that. For example, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi wasallam, Allah describes him in the Quran, إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. He was a grateful slave. Allah describes Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and says, شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُومِ. The one who is grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, many Anbiya alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the ummah of Dawood, اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. O Ali Dawood, do shukr. So all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their level of gratefulness, thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were an example for us.
Dear viewers of Madni Channel, you heard now, Alhamdulillah, the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other the Prophet alayhi salam, they always shukr, and is also the form of worship and form of great worship. Why we are ungrateful? Why we don't do shukr? This is the question, inshallah, we will ask to our Muballighe Dawat Islami. It's mentioned shukr, the gratefulness is also the best form of the worship. Isi tarah shukar karne se nematon mein izafe ka baais banti hai. You get more blessings. So, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, isi tarah shukar rab ki ataat hai. Isi tarah kehte shukar marifat hai. Shukar aur jo na shukri hai, ungratefulness, ye halakat hai. Ye aapke liye tabahi ka baat ban sakti hai. Aapki blessings mein rukawat ban sakti hai. Allah taala hame shukar karne ki taufeeq ata farmaye. Ye sab is sab mazid.
Just want to touch upon why people are ungrateful.
This is the common reason. Always complain, you go, brother, how are you? Alhamdulillah, beautiful Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, they teach. If somebody asks you, they say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So that Alhamdulillah, yes, I'm happy. Allah ne jaise rakha wa Allah ka shukar hai. When you ask generally, how are you? I have this problem, my eyes, I have a problem, nose problem, tongue problem, stomach problem, kidney problem, liver problem, debt problem, children problem, wife problem, tax problem, job problem, problem. Allah ke bande shukar ka bhi bata dete yaar. Ye jo zaban chal rahi hai, if your tongue, from this you are complaining, ungrateful, showing the ungratefulness, think about it, ki agar ye zaban hi nahi chalti to kya hota? Agar aap deaf hote, aap blind hote, aap chal nahi sakte, then you can't do anything. Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you these things. So why we are ungrateful, inshallah we'll ask our Mubaligh Dawat Islam.
Bapu, every single negativity in our lives, so anything negative, goes back to two root causes, shaitan and nafs. When shaitan was rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when shaitan was thrown out, he was outcast, he said one thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, I will stay on the path of the believers. I will come from ahead. I will come from behind. I will come from the right. I will come from the left. He's saying this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will do this. And he said, O Allah azza wa jal, لا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. When I get my way with the believers, when I make them do wrong, you will not find many of them grateful. So one of the maqasid, the purposes of shaitan's trickery, is to make us nashukr, ungrateful. And you can imagine how successful he has been today. Where Muslims who have the biggest iman, which is the biggest gift, the biggest blessing, everything else comes after that. But we treat it as if something small. So shaitan. Then nafs, the Quran tells you about the nafs. We don't have nafs-e mardiya, that nafs which is has attained the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have nafs-e ammara, sadly. And nafs-e ammara, the Quran says, inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. It only, you know, inclines you towards evil. Illa ma rahima rabbi. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam said, except whoever Allah has mercy upon. So most people are stuck in that situation where even they've got kasrat-e ni'mat, they've got many blessings, but they misuse them. So they have money. Now a poor person is not able to sin as much as a wealthy person. Why? He doesn't have access to money. When a wealthy person has money, then shaitan and nafs make him use that wealth, that blessings, in the wrong way. And when he uses it in the wrong way, as you mentioned in the beginning, difficulties occur. Why do difficulties occur? The moment we disobey Allah, there's going to be difficulties. So this person, he's ungrateful. He doesn't show gratitude. And then he says, why? Why have I got difficulties? So the reason is shaitan and nafs, those two enemies, they're always...
But if you look on the other hand, so we see, mashallah, I beautifully mentioned that the most important blessing Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed is our iman. He gave us the iman. This is the most blessed and precious thing the Muslim have. This is the blessing of Allah. He put you in a Muslim house. You born in a Muslim house. Then maybe you can born in other ummah of the Prophet. Maybe Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam. But look, he's choosing you. And the best Prophet, the leader of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you born the ummati of the blessed Prophet. Jinke liye the other anbiya used to do dua, supplication in the court of Allah azza wa jal, ke ya Allah azza wa jal, make us the ummati of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin kya, we born in the as a ummati of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sabse zyada isi ka shukar ada karna chahiye. Kafir ho jate to kya kar sakte the, hamesha hamesha ke liye jahannam. Lekin Allah ki itni badi ne'mat hai na, kisi zyada sabse badi ne'mat hai na, the biggest blessing kya hai, wo aapka iman hai. Kabhi aapne is iman ke bare mein ghor kiya? Need to think about it. These things further down, your eyes, your everything, but the most precious thing Allah has given you, to isi ka agar shukar ada karte na na whole life, to bhi aap iska shukar ada nahi. Lekin mere meethe meethe Islam mein jo Hafiz sahab ne baat ki, very interesting, ke usko Allah ka jo shukar ada nahi karta, then he complains. I don't know. But other hand, we look, person doesn't read namaz, he doesn't keep fasting, doesn't read Quran, but he has big bank balances, big car, big houses. Never see him in the masjid. He never performs sajda in the court of Allah. But he got so many things. And people think, look at this, how much blessing he has. People think he's a blessing, this wealth, these bank balances, car, houses. They think this is the blessing of Allah. We'll ask Hafizab, is this blessing? Or is it not the blessing? Ye koi azab to nahi. It's maybe the kind of punishment. क्या कहते हैं अभी साहब, वो कुछ करते ही नहीं है और उसको सब कुछ मिला हुआ है. हम नमाज भी पढ़ते हैं, डिफिकल्टी फेसिंग, गो इन द and the first sitting first row in the masajid, get them in the morning, summer, winter, performing wudu with the cold water hot, then performing namaz every day, read Quran Pak. We still in a small house, we still have a small car. But other hand, look, they have a 2-3 houses, 2-3 businesses.
In fact, this is no dalil, no proof that Allah loves you. Meaning, if material goods, wealth, possessions, who had more than Qarun?
They say, actually, the fadal of our Rabb, because He gave us so many things.
Indeed, is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if you misuse it, you don't, you know, fulfill the rights of those blessings. Who had more wealth than Qarun? People used to carry his keys. You know, people had, you know, keys to his treasures. People,
the most powerful people of that time,
carried the keys to his treasures. Then you look at throughout history, throughout in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people who came face to face with Anbiya alayhim salam. Anbiya alayhim salam would invite them towards the deen. They would say no. Why? Because of these blessings. Why did Fir'aun not accept? Fir'aun did not accept because of his power, because of his wealth, because of his status. So these are not things that, you know, once you have them, that means you're accepting the court of Allah. So the more blessings you have, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَلِ النَّعِيمِ. On that day you will be asked about every single blessing. How you used it, did you abuse it? So this is not really a sign that Allah loves you, it's a sign that Allah is testing you. If Allah has given you wealth, He's testing you to see whether you give zakat on that wealth. Allah has given you health, He's testing you to see whether you will use that health in His obedience or His disobedience. So all these things are a blessing, but a test at the same time, azmaish. So people cannot say that because I have everything and I have no difficulties, I don't pray, I don't do this, I'm fine. This life is momentary. When you have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He asks you about everything, you say, okay, I gave you this, what do you do with it? One of the first questions, it's mentioned in the hadith sharif that Ibn Adam will not be able to move his feet from the court of Allah until he answers 5 questions. One of them is, where did you earn your wealth? Another question, where did you spend it? So people today, they may have amassed a lot of wealth, a lot of material goods, but remember, today you may have performed or done fraud, or, you know, got that by illegal means. Tomorrow in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't be able to lie about that.
Allah grant wealth to those He is happy, and also to those who is not happy. The same way that you mentioned, the Qarun was given wealth, Fir'aun was given the wealth and the kingdom. Similarly, Haman, Shaddad, Shaddid, they all been given the wealth and the kingdom, but Allah is not happy with them. But if you look on the other hand, the wealth has been given to the Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala, Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, no? Allah is happy with them. So what is the criteria that Allah Azza wa Jal is happy? According to his narration, that when Allah Azza wa Jal wishes or is happy for someone, He grant him the understanding of the religion. So he understand and come onto the right path. But this is not the sign. So maybe the misconception, inshallah, will be clear now, that if somebody have wealth, it's not the sign that Allah Azza wa Jal is happy with him. The sign that Allah Azza wa Jal is happy, that he have the understanding of the deen.
Life is a life of test. In one narration it says that dunya sijnul mu'min, it's like a prison for a believer, and jannatul kafir. So it's not this misconception that people
in one of the hadiths, I remember, the poor person will enter to the jannah 500 years before than the rich person. Mere aqa ne ghurbat is tarah rehna pasand farmaya tha, sahi chahte to kehte na pahad sona bankar saath chal jate hain, do jahan ki kunjiyan hain unke khali haath mein. Oh, mere aqa alaihi salatu wasalam chahte to kya nahi tha, but everything, every power. Wo kehte hain rab hai moti ye hai qasim, rizq uska hai khilate ye hain, thanda thanda meetha meetha peete hum hai pilate ye hain.
Salam said, u'titu mafatih khazain al ard, that I have been granted the keys of the treasures of the earth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like the narration you mentioned, said, law shi'tu lasarat ma'iya jibalu dhahab, if I wanted, then mountains of gold would walk alongside me. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the ulama say, faqr ikhtiyari, like you said, he chose to be in this state. Otherwise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everything is his, the whole world was created for him. Law laka lama khalaqtu al-aflaq, lama khalaqtu ad-dunya, nothing would have been created.
So you need to be happy. Acha abhi sahab ye bataye ke logon ka shukr ada karna bhi zaruri hai, you have to be thankful to the people as well.
Just like we can't live without thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is necessary for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has informed us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a hadith sharif, that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Whoever is not grateful to the people, he is not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then there is a whole hierarchy, there is a whole structure. First of all, we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what we've been speaking about. Then we have to be grateful to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us iman. If it was not for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not be Muslims today. Then we have to show gratefulness to the Sahaba. Why? Because if Sahaba didn't preserve the deen, if the Sahaba did not pass on the deen, we would have gained the iman today as well. How do we show shukr to the Sahaba? We mention every Sahabi in a good light, with good praise. So na'udhu billah, if somebody speaks ill of the Sahaba or any Sahabi, he's actually being ungrateful for his iman. Because iman reached us through the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. Then the awliya, then our teachers and parents, then wives, husbands, they should be grateful to each other. Like this, every person that you're in contact with who has done a favor upon you, it's necessary for you to be grateful to them. But at the same time, the one who is grateful to others, what should his character be like? The one who is grateful to others shouldn't think, I did favor upon him, that's it. Now if he doesn't kiss my hand, if he doesn't always, you know, when I phone him, always doesn't help me out, then he's a bad person. No. The ulama say, the one who helps others, he should forget about it as soon as he's helped you.
Allah give me tawfiq. I've done so much favor on you. I give you a job, I give you your money, I've done this for you, and what you are paying, aap repeat return mein mujhe kya kar rahe ho? Tumhe itni bhi sharam nahi hai ki tum meri respect karo, main aao to khade ho jao? Kya ye attitude hona chahiye kisi ko favor karne ke baad? Kya ye sawab milega iske upar is tarah logon ke samne? Ye jo banda na, ek jagah hum gaye to Daawat Islami ke madani kaam ke liye, to ek Islami bhai tha, to unka jo naukar tha wo bechara chai lekar aaya, bataya तो जी आप इनसे पूछिए, मैंने इसकी बच्ची की शादी कराई है, पूछिए अभी पिछले महीने कराई, हम उस बेचारे की क्या गुजरी होगी? हम तो ये जुमला कह देते ना, आप इससे पूछिए मैंने क्या किया, आप इससे पूछिए, ठीक है अल्लाह ने उसको गरीब बना दिया यार, इसमें उसका क्या कसूर था? है अल्लाह ने आपको अमीर बना दिया, इसमें कमाल क्या है आपका? है अल्लाह जिसको चाहे इज्जत दे, जिसको चाहे डिग्निटी दे, ऑनर दे, वेल्थ दे, इसमें आपका क्या कमाल है? ऑल दिस क्लेवरनेस, ऑल दिस बिजनेस, एवरीथिंग इज बीन ग्रांटेड बाय अल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ल, इज नो कमाल ऑफ यू, इज नो क्लेवरनेस ऑफ यू, ये तो अल्लाह जिसको देता है। आप अगर गौर करें, आपका अकाउंटेंट जो है इज मोर क्या कहते हैं इंटेलिजेंट देन यू, जब तो अकाउंटेंट है। आप बहुत सारे जो है जो बिजनेस ओनर होते हैं वो क्या कहते हैं अंगूठा छाप होते हैं, डोंट नो हाउ टू राइट, अल्लाह ने उनको इतनी दौलत दी कि इतना 20-20 साल पढ़े हुए अकाउंटेंट, चार्टर्ड अकाउंटेंट उसके एम्प्लॉयर होते हैं, तो इसमें आपका क्या कमाल है? अल्लाह ने दे दी किसी को, तो यार किसी पे ताने तो मत करो यार, किसी को जिस तरह पोतो आकर जलील तो मत करो किसी के सामने, कोई लोग आकर बैठे आप इससे पूछे मैंने इसकी गरीब की शादी, इससे पूछे मैंने इसके साथ ये किया, ऐसा नहीं करो यार। है अल्लाह ने इतनी नेमतें दी हैं, अल्लाह का शुक्र ही अदा करो। एक झटके में जकात देने वाला जकात लेने वाला बन जाता है, डरना चाहिए हमें। इज मेंशन मैं हदीस पाक याद आ रही है साहब, जो लोगों का शुक्र गुजार नहीं होता वो अपने रब का भी शुक्र गुजार नहीं बन सकता, ऐसा है?
لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. Whoever is not grateful to the people, he is not grateful to Allah. Why? Allah has placed them in a position to help, they helped, we should be grateful to them. But like you said, we should not look down upon those we have done favors upon. Another person, individual that we should be grateful for is our Pir Murshid. Because remember, when we live in this world, we go through difficulties, sometimes we're not on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places some people on this earth, awliya Allah. And if he is a kamil peer, if he is somebody who is the perfect murshid, he becomes the means of a person changing his entire life. Otherwise, many people, when they look at their spiritual allegiances, links, they think, if it was not for this individual, I don't know where I would have been today. So how do we do shukr? We try and listen to those who have helped in his life, whether that's our parents, our spiritual guides, peer or murshid. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mujaddid of the last century, how can a Sunni not be grateful to him? He preserved the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnati wal Jama'ah, the same aqeedah, the same maslak that today Amir Ahlus Sunnat is preserving, the same tariqah, the same methodology that Amir Sunnat has taken forward and achieved success throughout the
way. Now alhamdulillah, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahlus Sunnat Damat Barakatuma Aliyah, his blessed personality in front of us, alhamdulillah, changed millions and millions of people's life. So we have to thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal as well, that he blessed us such kind of personality in this 21st century. And also we have to be thanks to our Pir Murshid as well, that he is guided us with the spiritual power. Otherwise, we'd be on the road, maybe the road master, the gang somewhere. Alhamdulillah, because of Amir al-Sunni, we the simple people. Now, Alhamdulillah, sitting here in front of Madni Channel. So this is also the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. In this ummah, Allah Ta'ala aise logon ko paida farmata hai, jo logon ke tazkiye nafs karte hain. Unko spiritual taur par unko cure karte hain. Thousands kya millions logon ko Amir al-Sunnat ne change kar diya hai. Lekin hamare yahan ek custom chal raha hai. Aafi sahab, ek problem hai. When we get such some blessings, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nehmat ke waqia, Allah ne nehmat diye, shadi ho rahi hai, to music, ye ho raha hai, to music, bachche ki shadigirah kar rahe, to music. Allah ke bande shukar ada karna tha. Phir wohi hota hai ke when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wohi shadi phir, jo hai wo nehmat jo thi, wo nehmat nahi banti, wo nehmat chheen le jati hai. Phir aap punishment ka shikar. Shadi ki thi barkat ke mere ghar mein aaye, sukoon aaye. सुकून बर्बाद हो जाता है. आप कहते हैं बच्चा हो, दुआ करते हैं, चाहे बच्चा पैदा होता है तो आप ढोल बाजे बजवा रहे होते हो, तो पता नहीं क्या कुछ करवा रहे होते हो, अजीब अजीब किस्म के कॉन्सर्ट टाइप की आप चीजें, एंड देन फिर क्या होता है, वही बच्चा आपका डिसोबे हो जाता है. हुआ क्या था, द टाइम ऑफ ब्लेसिंग यू डिसोबे अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, एंड दैट्स व्हाट द कॉन्सिक्वेंस यू आर फेसिंग. तो जब भी कोई नेमत मिले, अल्लाह का शुक्र अदा, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, नमाज पढ़े, सजदा अदा करें. इससे बढ़ के क्या, कोई नेमत मिले फौरन सजदा अदा करना चाहिए. क्या कहते हैं
ये बापू के benefits, what the benefits of shukr? Our shukr does not benefit Allah.
True.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, he does not benefit in any way. He is the Malik, he is Kareem, he is Rauf al-Rahim, he is Qadir, he is everything. Our shukr benefits us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ, whoever is grateful, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, he's only grateful for his own self. He's only bettering his life here, he's bettering his life in the Akhirah. So shukr for him only benefits himself. Then when a person does shukr, he's fulfilling the farz that Allah has, you know, set upon him. Allah says in the Quran, "Kulu mimma razaqakumullahu halalan tayyiba." Eat from what we have given you, pure and halal. Washkuru lillah, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran to be grateful to him. The one who is being grateful is acting upon this Qurani hukam. And then when we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will protect our blessings and we have them increased as well.
Subhanallah.
In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La in shakartum. Allah directs, you know, this address to the believers. He says, if you are grateful, La azidannakum. Islam is ta'keed at the beginning, I will definitely increase your blessings.
Subhanallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying.
So this is not from someone, ordinary people, who's just saying they can change his words. This is from the Allah subhanahu in the blessed Quran that, you do shukr, I'll give you more. Hey? Allah aur aapko dega yaar. Shukr to ada karo yaar. Muskura bhi diya karo, kuch shukr bhi ada kar diya karo. Pata nahi kya ho gaya hamare pe yaar. Tension bhi rehte hain yaar. Quran Pak mein wo bhi to hai na, abhi sahab, innal insana li rabbihi lakanoor. Beshak insaan apne rab ka nashukra hai. Aur ye is baat ka khud gawah hai. He witness himself. Koi aur nahi, unko khud pata hai ki main hu, to hame kya karna, hame aur gaur karna. We need to head tilt ho. Everything is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isko Allah ki ibadat mein, obedience mein humne isko use karna hai ya disobedience mein karna hai. This is on you now. Khud gaur kare yaar, kya karna hai.
And the point I was mentioning, you mentioned as well, that people do nashukri, ungratefulness, when they're given blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wala in kafartum. If you are ungrateful, inna azabi la shadeed, then my punishment is severe. Allah's punishment is so severe. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, mention me, I will mention you. وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, be grateful for me, do not be ungrateful to me. Do not cross the boundaries. One thing I would like to touch upon, Bapu, is that when we have been grateful, who do we follow? Do we follow Islam? Do we follow the religion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or do we follow the Western culture that we live in today? What I mean by that is, the concept that Islam gives us about, for example, teachers. How should you be grateful to your teacher? When your teacher comes in, you should stand up for him. You should respect him from the heart. If you live in a Western society, what do they teach you about the same teachers? They say, oh, teacher's just, he's just an employee. You know, he just comes to get paid. That's why he teaches us. And that's it. When we go home, we don't think about him. We don't do any of the work. Islam teaches us, your dini teacher, you have to dua for him. Sayyiduna Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, when my teacher passed away, Sayyiduna Hammad radiyallahu ta'ala, there is not one single namaz that passed except that I sought forgiveness for him. I did dua for him. And then similarly with the walidain, how do we show shukr to walidain? Walidain bring us up, we are babies, and then they make us adults. The Western society will say shukr is that when they turn old, send them to an old folks home. Na'udhu billah. Islam says if they reach old, then you earn Jannah by doing khidmat of them, by serving them. So when we are to show shukr in the court of Allah or to people, we use the Islamic rules, we use the Islamic concepts, not this you know, lifestyle.
That's why we are in this calamities, problems and difficulty. We don't do shukr of Allah. So کہتے ہیں نا وہ ایک سجدہ جسے تو گرا سمجھتا ہے ہزاروں سجدے سے دیتا ہے آدمی کو نجات. Just bow down your head in the court of Allah to the prostration. سجدہ کرو, then you see how you get the blessing. اللہ کا شکر ادا کرنے کے لیے انسان کو نماز پڑھنی چاہیے, شکر ادا کرنا چاہیے, سجدے میں گرنا چاہیے. لیکن میرے میٹھے اسلامی ادر ہینڈ وہ بیوٹیفل ون آف دا بزرگ, آئی آلویز ریمبر دس واقعہ, دیٹ ون آف دا پرسن دے کم اینڈ دے وار کمپلیننگ لائک ناؤ ڈیز I'm destitute, poverty, I have so much problems, so Maulana Sahib do something. And the Maulana Sahib say, okay, I'll give you, because in UK, okay. For example, I'll give you £100,000, just give me one of your eye. He said, no, Maulana Sahib, it's not possible, but I'm still struggling, I don't know what to do. Maulana Sahib say, okay, I'll give you want the money. You want the money to say, you are asking for money to remove your poverty. Okay, give me your two eyes and I'll give you £200,000. I said, no, how can I give you my eyes? He said, okay, then give me your tongue, I'll give you another £100,000. He said, no, I can't. He said, okay, give me your both hands, I'll give you another £500,000. And the one by one he was mentioning and he was denying. And in the end, that Buzo beautifully advised him. You were complaining that you have nothing. You are destitute, you in the poverty, you in the poor condition, you have nothing with you, but I've been looking you millions pound things inside you. Main tumhare andar lakhon ki cheeze dekh raha, I'm looking at millions pound of things only inside you, and then you still complaining. Allah ne ye haath di hai, ye nemat di, ye is paise ke muqable mein kuch bhi nahi hai, to iska shukr kitna ata karna hai. یہ پھر حافظ صاحب کی کتنا شکر ہے, زندگی ختم ہو جائے یار, اللہ کا انسان دنیا سے چلا جائے پھر بھی شکر ختم نہیں ہو سکتا. آپ کو کیا پتا یار مجھے کتنی پرابلم ہے. اللہ کے بندے یہ بول لو نا, یہ ورنہ بولنے کے قابل ہی نہیں ہوتے. گو ان دا ہاسپٹل اینڈ چیک, سم پیپل دیئر دے ہیو اے پائپ ٹو ٹیک فوڈ انسائڈ اینڈ دے ہیو اے پائپ ٹو ٹیک فوڈ آؤٹ. یو ناٹ ان دس کنڈیشن, سو یو ہیو ٹو بی تھینکس ٹو اللہ. یہ دولت جو بنا لی ہے ڈرگس سے, اس سے یہ کوئی کام نہیں آئے گی. اللہ کا شکر ادا کرو اور حلال کماؤ. حلال میں برکت ہے, حرام میں نہیں ہے. ہم دا وے آور لائف اسٹائل, بلیو می دا کنگ یوز ٹو بی, دے نیور امیجن دا لائف اسٹائل وی ہیو. کیا کہنا صاحب, ایسا ہے یا نہیں, کیسا ہوتا تھا پہلے زمانے میں؟
آلویز لک ایٹ دوز بینیتھ یو. وین یو لک ایٹ دوز بینیتھ یو, یو ریمبر دا بلیسنگز یو ہیو. یو بین ٹچنگ اپون دس باپو, دیٹ وین یو دا مومنٹ یو اسٹارٹ لکنگ ایٹ دوز ابو یو اینڈ یو ڈونٹ لک ایٹ ہاؤ دے ارنڈ اٹ, یو جسٹ تھنک آئی نیڈ ٹو ہیو دیٹ. You don't know, they might have earned it through that. They might have done all sorts of disobedience to get to that. This life that you have, this simple life, is a million times better than a life which is results in the disobedience of Allah, makes you ghafil of Allah. A majority of the times it does. When people have wealth, people have too many of these blessings. Insan today wa qaleelun min ibadiy ash-shakur. Allah says most of the slaves they are ungrateful, only a few of them are grateful. So we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our little bit of gratefulness, Allah gives so much. You know, we are naqis, our shukr is naqis as well. We are defective, our shukr is, it's not as it ought to be.
The blessing of Allah azza wa jalla is so much that cannot be counted by anyone. Expressing thanks for blessing, remembering them, pressing them and refraining from being unthankful in every circumstances have been the favorite practice of the righteous bondman of Allah azza wa jalla. By virtue of the blessing of expressing thanks for the blessing, a bondman attains the status of Siddiqiyat. Also, by virtue of the blessing of expressing thanks for the blessing, a person is recorded amongst thankful people. Expressing thanks for the blessing bring about the success of nation. Expressing thanks for the blessing bring about the increase in the blessing, whereas being unthankful brings about the end of the blessing. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to appreciate blessing in a real manner, express thanks for them, and protect us from the destruction of unthankfulness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam, the complete religion. Islam, the complete religion.